Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day. New hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Here's to Your Health with me, yours truly, Dr. D. It's so good to be with you guys tonight. I see you start coming out early tonight. I'm like, oh, wow, I'm thankful. I am so grateful. It's another wonderful day in the neighborhood. As what's his name say? It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood today, everybody. Today has been a most productive day for me. I've been in my books all day long, either in my Bible book or in my school books. I've just been, you know, in the books. But it has been a terrific day today. I hope you guys had a good day today. I hope you all had a wonderfully satisfying, productive day today. Don't you feel good when you've been productive, when you got something done? I feel good even on the days when I don't do anything but get the house clean or wash a few loads of clothes. One day I burned over, I think it was about almost close to 7,000 calories just doing housework. I kept my chronometer running after I finished working out, and at the end of the day, I burnt like 7,000 and some calories, and you know you don't eat that many. I think I ate about maybe 2,000, so, you know, but it just, you have those days where that happened, and you just feel so productive. I'm so thankful. I really am. Listen, I want to share something with you today. It says, God has 1,000 ways where I can see, not one. When all my means have reached their end, then his have just begun. And ain't that the truth? Sometimes we don't see how things going to work out or how this is going to happen. But you know what? You're not supposed to see everything. You're not supposed to know everything. You're just supposed to trust God, knowing that he's got everything taken care of. He's got everything is in divine order. Don't sweat nothing. You know, just know that God got everything concerning you in divine order. Isn't that a wonderful thing? It's a wonderful thing when you can honestly just say that and know it. I mean, truly know it, you know. God's got everything concerning me in divine order. I tell you, I can't think of any place I'd rather be than in divine order. Are you in divine order today? Great. I'm happy for you because it is just an awesome thing to be in divine order. Listen, I'm going to let you guys know that Here's to Your Health is brought to you by 109.9 Penn Station. Remember, it used to be the Poetic Energy Network station? Nope. It's 109.9 Penn Station. And I hope you guys got my email today that I sent out concerning this brother's book. He wrote a book called, what is it? I'll think of it in a minute. I've got so many things going through my mind right now, but it'll come to me. But I'm sure you guys saw the email I sent. We gotta patronize this brother. We gotta buy this book. We gotta buy The Virtuous Black Woman, written by a black man. We gotta have it. He's a poet. He's a godly man. He's a musician. I sent the link to his website. You got to go on it, check out his book. He does a lot of speaking engagements with Tavis Smiley. He's a motivational speaker, and he wrote a book on the virtuous black woman, the Proverbs 31 virtuous. Well, you know, in the Bible, it's the virtuous one, but he wrote a book on the Proverbs 31 virtuous black woman. You got to check it out. You can even read a couple of pages of it on his website. So what's going on tonight, everybody? How you feeling tonight? Good? Great. For those of you that's on tonight and you don't know me, I'm Dr. D. I'm a naturopathic doctor. I am not a medical doctor. I am not a MD. I am not. This show is not to heal, cure, or anything like that. We don't do that. We don't address issues here. What we do is give the body what it needs synergistically so that it can do what it does so well. And what is that? It heals itself. It will heal itself if you give it what it needs. Good sleep, good water, prayer, good food, exercise. It'll do what it's supposed to do. And that's heal itself. God made it like that. And isn't that a wonderful thing? Just do our part, and it'll do its part. If there's something going on in your body, if there's some kind of stress or issue or dis-ease, then you gotta check yourself. You know, you got to go to God and ask him, where did I go wrong? How did I falter? Because how many of you know that if there is something wrong, there's a 90% chance that it's something that you didn't do But don't beat yourself up. Ask God, what's going on? What have I done? What did I? A lot of times we don't have to ask. We already know. We already know. One week I was talking about exercise, and a person emailed me and said, well, you know, just how much exercise is really needed for, you know, for me to be healthy. Physical activity requirements for weight management are as follows. 30 minutes daily to avoid disease. I'm talking about it most days of the week. That's 7. So most days of the week you need to exercise at least 30 minutes a day to avoid disease. You need to exercise 60 minutes a day to prevent weight gain. To prevent weight gain. You need to exercise 60 to 90 minutes a day to sustain weight loss. That's why a lot of times, you know, we work out, we lose all this weight, and then before you know it, you didn't get where you want to be. Now you're not working out. Now you see yourself gaining again. You got to maintain that. You know, you can't just stop exercising. Your body is used to burning all this excess fuel that you're putting in it. It's burning it off, and then all of a sudden you want to stop, and you wonder why I'm gaining weight. And do you notice how when you stop exercise and when you try to get back to it, it's so much harder. You can't hardly breathe. You think, oh, I'm going too fast. When you used to exercise at least 5 and 6 days a week. This is something that you got to do for yourself. You know what? I can't stress it enough. Being that I am in school now to get my certification as a personal fitness trainer, but this is something I knew all the time, but by me getting my own personal fitness trainer, I say, you know what? I want to add this to my repertoire. I want to add this to what I'm doing, because let me tell y'all something. It's an amazing thing when you realize that you have the power in your hand to either change things that you don't like about your body, and let me share something with you. If you continue to let it just go, that's just what it's going to do. It's going to go its own way. We have got to exercise. The older we get, we must exercise, because we lose muscle. You lose muscle, you gain fat when you're eating and you're sedentary. We don't want to do that. You know, we do not want to do that. One thing I so liked about my personal fitness trainer, I told him, I said, you know, I love telling people that you're my personal fitness trainer, because the young man had it going on, you see. So we got to exercise. We got to take care of ourselves. I want to share with you some foods tonight that I have really been enjoying immensely. Some new things I've been doing and some old things, just putting a new spin on them. You know, beef, hey, I got some in there in the refrigerator now that I'm going to grate up over my salad tomorrow. But I can't tell you guys how important it is to eat beets. Now, I don't have to say organic, because y'all know me by now, and you know that organic always organic. Now, there are some vegetables that you don't have to too much be concerned about, because they have a low pesticide load, but when you can, organic. If it happens to be a vegetable or fruit that has a low pesticide load on it, then okay. Apples, you know, we want to always get those organic, right? Absolutely. Okay. Because they have apples and peaches have the highest pesticide load it is on. And if you get an apple, get you an apple. Remember I talked about this one week. An apple a day in a study, it was conducted by, I think it was Cornell University, and it was found that in addition to the vitamin C apples contain, they contain a whole lot of other chemicals, including antioxidants and flavonoids and polyphenols, and all you got to do is eat an apple a day. But you know what I suggest? Even better, You want to see a bowel movement that is just so nice until when you have it, you just say, oh, wow, that was so good. Do two. Eat an apple early in the day and one later in the evening. And it is just so amazing. Now, to get the combined antioxidant effects equivalent to about 1,500 milligrams of vitamin C, this is what you need to do every single day. Eat one. And you know that vitamin C is a water-soluble vitamin, so you don't have to worry about getting too much in case you're taking a synthetic brand vitamin C capsule or something like that. Being that it's water-soluble, all your body don't use, what happens to it? It comes out in your pee. You see it in the toilet, that bright orangey-looking, you know, color in your urine. So you don't have to worry about that. But because of its many other health-supporting phytos, remember, phytos is what? Plant, phytochemicals. Phyto means plant. So it has a lot of more phytochemicals. You'll also see benefits from anti-allergies, anti-cancers, anti-inflammatories, antiviral. These are all properties that apples have. You know, remember that old adage we used to hear when we was young? An apple a day do what? Keep the doctor away. Listen, if one apple a day keeps the doctor away, imagine what two will do. apples are so awesome. And you know what? I shop around. We got to become a networking team. You know, I'm the type of person, if I go somewhere and I see apples or something on sale, and I know that the people in my circle eat them, I let everybody know. We got to begin to do that. There's some of us in our little group that's not letting others know. We got to let everybody know. You know I love apples. If you go somewhere and you see apples on sale or grapefruits or something on sale, let me know. I'll let you know, okay? I've gotten so tough, I put it on my website. Kroger's have organic apples on sale, delicious apples. Kroger's have organic blueberries, whoever. Let's share the information, everybody. Let's not be a Hogwarts. Keep everything to yourself because a blessing is a blessing when you share it. We have to share blessings. You think you found out something just for you and your four and no more? Nope, you didn't. You found out about it so that you could share it with others. This is a perfect time. If you know something, has anybody been out and saw anything on sale this past week? Let us know tonight. Who's got fresh organic produce, whatever kind of fruit on sale? If you know about it, this is a good forum to do it in. In fact, I may just start doing that. You know, have a segment of the show where if anybody knows of any good organics, pretty soon the farmers markets are going to be up and running again. That's going to be posted on my website because I want everybody. You know what? I'm the type of person, I love to share information. That's what this show is all about. Sharing is caring. Caring is sharing. You see, I don't think nothing is worth me having it all to myself. It's just like when you have sometime when I make raw cheesecake, I could eat it all by myself, but it don't even taste good like that until you call and say, hey, I made a cheesecake, come on, get you a piece. I made this, come on, get you some, you know. It's all about sharing, y'all. Let's get better with that. You see what I'm saying? We don't want to become a group of people that's just, you know, we get all the information and we just keep it for ourselves. Don't do that. That's not right. That's not fair. Now, according to another study in the Journal of Nutrition, the ingredients in a apple may shield you from high fat content. So that's something you may want to take a look at too. It helps to push that fat out of your body. And who can use a little help with pushing excess fat out? So that's something I want to share with you. I shared that about 3 weeks ago. But getting back to these beets. Beets are naturally sweet, and they contain a property called beta-cyanin. And it's a powerful antioxidant, and it's linked to, of all things, cancer protective. It's a cancer protective agent, antioxidant. And listen, y'all, you know good and doggone well, everywhere we look or everywhere we hear, we're hearing about cancer. Cancer this, cancer that. This person got cancer. That person got cancer. That person died of cancer. We need to get as many foods in us as we can that are cancer fighters, cancer preventers, you see, cancer inhibitors. And this is exactly what a beet is. It is so powerful that they're also a good source of folate. And when you consume them in an adequate amount, it may even help with perimenopausal symptoms, such as, a lot of breast cancers people get during that perimenopausal state. But it's been said that beets will cut perimenopausal breast cancer by 40%. Isn't that something? Food. We got to let food be our medicine and medicine be our food. Food was intended to be medicine, y'all. You know, food wasn't meant to be our lover, our stress reliever, our midnight snacker while we sit and watching TV. It wasn't meant to be that. Food was meant to be nourishment. And in return, nourishing our bodies is a way to help our bodies heal. So that was just a study by the American Journal of Epidemiology. Wow, that was a tongue twister. But try it. And this is a good way to try beets. I love them like this. Peel your beet and grate it over your salad. Woo! My mouth is watering thinking about it now. And do it right before serving. So serving, if you're serving it to somebody, because then that way the redness don't bleed into the other ingredients. But with me, I don't care. I put it in there. I make me a nice cashew ranch dressing. Give me some ranch, some cashews, and soak them, and put them in with a little coconut milk and a little dill and a few other little seasonings, and make me a ranch salad dressing, and grate them beets up in there with my lettuce. And listen, I've started using iceberg lettuce, not by itself. I use it in conjunction with either my red leaf, my baby greens, or whatever other, my spinach. But you know why? Because of that crunch. And, you know, we've always heard that iceberg lettuce has no nutritional value. That's not true. It does have a little nutritional value, and it has a lot of water. And for those of you that don't get enough water, that's one way to do it. But it also has fiber. So, you know, don't just rule it out, but use it in conjunction with your other greens. And it you know, iceberg has a crunch that's just like no other, you know. So try it, okay? You can also take your beets and you can cube them and toss them with a little bit of olive oil and roast them at about, what do I put mine on? Maybe about 400 degrees, but make sure it's a nice little, a nice cube. Cube them kind of big. And about 400 degrees for an hour until they're tender. And then you can top it with slivered almonds for a sweet and crunchy side dish. Oh, you are talking about something good. So just try that. That's another way to do your beets. And a lot of times I think the reason we don't try more vegetables and more things like beets and stuff like that is because we get tired. We get in a rut. You know, you get in a rut of just having vegetables the same old way. We have to try different recipes. I did a recipe last night. Let me tell you something. I love Thai food, but I don't buy a lot of it. So last night, I took me some coconut milk, and I took some mushrooms, some carrots, some beautiful sweet onions, some garlic, and I sauteed them, I lightly sauteed them, and broccoli, and then I made a coconut-based, well, something like a gravy, but it was in coconut milk. You know how Thai food, you get Thai food, and it's either in curry or coconut. Well, I used coconut milk, and I made it like second-degree hot. It was spicy, and it was so good. I put it over some brown rice, and it was so good. I had some today. I made enough yesterday to have some today for my dinner today. But it was so good. Getting to another food that we should consume on a regular basis. Ladies, for my ladies that's on the line tonight, you should be eating more mushrooms, more fungi, more fungi. Now, I know fungi isn't a vegetable, but we have a good reason for including them anyway, and this is why. They're one of the few plant foods that contain vitamin D. You know, you always hear you got to get vitamin D from where? The sun, because we do not get vitamin D from our food. Well, this is one of the foods that do contain vitamin D. And it keeps your bones strong, and it may protect you from these diseases such as diabetes and that old cancer. Why? Because mushrooms make vitamin D when they're exposed to the sunlight, just like your body does. Some growers treat mushrooms with a UV light to produce the mushrooms that contain almost an entire day's worth of vitamin D. So when you go to the store, look for the ones labeled high in vitamin D. Or either just simply get your mushroom. Summertime is coming. The wonderful sunlight. Yes, I am so excited. Well, we didn't have too much today. Yesterday we did, and then today we had snow. Good old Michigan. Don't like the weather. Stick around. It'll change. So if you don't see the ones in the store that says high in vitamin D, just get your mushrooms and place them in the sunlight for several hours and eat them bad boys, and I'm telling you, whoa. And this is a way you can try those. Chop them up. Put them over your salads raw. Eat them raw. Or you can mix them with tofu, and you could put them in soups. In casseroles, or you could just keep them whole and saute them with a little olive oil and lemon juice and garlic until they're brown, and you will hurt yourself. I'm telling you, you will hurt yourself because you will eat them. You will eat them all. That's just how good they are. Just with that, those little ingredients, olive oil, lemon juice and garlic. Okay, another one, eggplant. Oh, my goodness. How many of you like baba ganoush? I have not eaten so much baba ganoush in my life as I have the past 6 months. Listen, eggplant. Eggplant plant. 1 cup of this versatile veggie provides nearly as much fiber as a whole slice of whole wheat bread, but only a fraction of the calories. Even better, the purple skin contains something called nusamine. It's a protein antioxidant that can help prevent heart disease and cancer-causing cellular damage. So this is another vegetable that you really want to consume more of, eggplant. You can make eggplant chips. All you do is slice your eggplant into thin, round, little round disc, and then you brush them with a little oil and sprinkle them with a little sea salt, and you bake them at about 400 degrees Fahrenheit for about 20 minutes until they're crispy. and turn brown. Or either you can use it and make baba ganoush. I don't know how many of you ever had any baba ganoush, but it is awesome. A one whole eggplant. Just take it and wash it good and dry it. Put it in the oven, in the rack, but stick a couple of holes in it. My first experience with eggplant was it was absolutely terrible. I had about two to blow up in the oven on me before I realized, duh, stick a hole in it. The steam has got to vent. Put it in the oven at about 350 degrees, depending on your oven. My oven is true to temperature, so depending on your oven, 350, 375 degrees for about 45 minutes. You'll know when it's ready. It'll start to deflate. And you take it out. And once it's cool enough to handle, you just peel the skin off. The skin will peel off so nicely. Just peel the skin off and put it in a bowl, seeds and all. Get you some garlic, about a teaspoon or more. If you like me, I use about a tablespoon, sometimes two tablespoons for a large eggplant. A half a cup of tahini. Tahini is sesame seed paste, and you need about a half a cup of that, two tablespoons of fresh lemon juice. I like three tablespoons. I like mine kind of lemony, and then a teaspoon of sea salt, and you mix this all up together, and it is so, eat it with chips, eat it with some good sea crackers or some blue corn chips, and when you're dealing with corn chips, you know you want to get the organic, because a lot of corn is genetically engineered. We don't want any of that stuff in us, so get the organic chips, and I'm telling you, you will love it. You will absolutely love it. It is so good, and it is so good for you. So those are just a couple of recipes for the eggplant. Also, cauliflower. You know, cauliflower is the cousin to broccoli. It's a cruciferous vegetable, and it's rich in plant. Remember that word? Plant phytochemicals that's been shown to lower the risk of certain types of cancers. All these foods I'm talking about tonight, everybody, they are awesome cancer fighters. And studies have shown that if you regularly eat cauliflower, it may lower your risk for rheumatoid arthritis. If you got any kind of thing going on with the joints, this is a vegetable you may want to consume a little more of. I have broccoli or cauliflower almost every day. I'm a broccoli lover, and I truly feel that these are some of the things that we can do so later in life we don't have to end up on all this medication, all these statin drugs, all these things. Food was meant to be our medicine. Who said it? Hippocrates, years ago. Let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. And that's exactly what we have got to do. So another one is Swiss chard. Let me tell you guys where to find some really good organic vegetables. There's a Meijer's on Middle Belt and what is that? Right there at the service drive, right before you get to the service drive to go on the expressway right there. What is that? Schoolcraft? Yeah, I think it is. There's a Meijer's there. And they have some of the best organic vegetables. Swiss chard. I love Swiss chard. I think Swiss chard is a green that is really unappreciated. I really do. And it's so sad because Swiss chard is an excellent source of vitamin A, vitamin C, and vitamin K. And these are all vitamins that's normally lacking in people's diets, in their everyday diets. as well as they contain a high amount of plant chemicals, the phytochemicals that are known to fight muscle degeneration and also macular degeneration and also cataracts, Swiss chard. It also contains a wide range of antioxidants that help prevent heart disease. And you know what I do with it? There's two things I do with Swiss chard. One, I take it and put it in my blender and make smoothies with it. I'll put a blend, some Swiss chard, and let's see, the last smoothie I made, I had Swiss chard. I had some pomegranate seeds. I had some a banana and a half of an avocado. And I used some coconut water, about a cup, cup and a half of coconut water. And I poured a little bit from the blender into one of those little 2 ounce cups just to taste it. It never made it in a glass. I just turned the blender up. That's how good it was. Yeah, I ain't no shame in my game. I turned the blender up and down the whole thing standing in the kitchen. That's how good it was. And right now my mouth is salivating. So just try some Swiss chard. Another way you can do it is just lightly saute it in a little bit of olive oil. You know, we don't really want to use a lot of excess oil, you know, other than the oils that's in our food. And if you do, watch your content, your how much oils you're using. Because now keep in mind, olive oil is a good oil. It's better when it's in the olive, but if you are going to use it externally outside of the olive, keep in mind that there's 120 calories in one tablespoon of olive oil. So if you're just taking it and just pouring it over, you know, maybe 5-6 tablespoons, imagine 5 or 6 times 120, and especially if you're not burning any. If you're not doing nothing but sitting around all day, that's a whole lot of calories to be consuming. So you just want to be aware of that. But it's good if you saute it with a little olive oil and lemon juice and garlic. You know, put your little garlic. And sometimes I even, after it's sauteed just a little bit, you don't have to saute Swiss chard. It has a sweet taste to it. You can do the same things with the tops of your beets. Saute them a little bit. They have a sweet taste to them. And then after they're done, take your lemon, your organic lemon, and just grate some of that lemon zest up over on top of it. OMG. So that's just something. And then, of course, you know, you can always use it in stews and soups. And that's why I said I'll never, ever be totally raw. There's just days like this that I love some nice hot soup. So it's vegetable soup, but it's still, I have no intentions of ever going 100% raw. So those are just some vegetables that are really underestimated vegetables. We don't eat a lot. Eggplant. You know, you rarely hear people talk about cooking eggplant. You know, if eggplant parmesan. But there's so many other things you can do with eggplant. And if you ever make those eggplant chips, you will just, I'm telling you, you will want those all of the time. Eggplant chips, they are awesome. Well, guess what time it is? It is, what's going on the 20th of this month? What is happening on the 20th of March? Yep, you guys know. It's time to cleanse. It's time to do our seasonal cleanse. Winter will be here. Spring will be here, and it's time to do our cleanse. So I've decided, well, no, not actually, but I'm thinking along the lines of a 3-day juice cleanse this time. I'm thinking of doing a 3-day juice cleanse. I'll see what my body says, but that's just what I'm leaning toward. So for those of you that are coming aboard with me, let me know, and we'll do this thing together. You know, so oftentimes I hear people say that if you eat all vegetables, how do you get your protein? You ever hear people say that? It's just amazing how after all these years, we think that the only protein that we get, the only consumable protein, the only good protein comes from an animal. Do you know that in this nation, we consume too much protein and it taxes our kidneys? It just and do you know that that's one of the worst things you can do is to tax your internal organs, the kidney and the liver. And there are people that never, ever do a cleanse. You'd be surprised how many that don't. And some people you ask, do you cleanse? Do you do a cleanse? And just start asking people and see the responses you get. A lot of times people just don't cleanse. They don't know about cleansing. And that's where we come in. For those of us that know the way, we show the way. So, you know, let everybody know it's time to do our spring cleanse. And for those of you that did not do the winter cleanse, I know you're coming on board. So hit me up. The letter Y is in yellow. The letter B is in boy. The letter P is in Paul. The letter O is in orange. 411@yahoo.com. Let me know those of you that are going to do our fast, our cleanse this spring with us. I'm thinking about a three-day juice cleanse, and that's a really, it's a gentle cleanse, but it is a thorough cleanse. So for those of you that's interested in doing it, just let me know, and I can shoot you an email with some of the juices that I plan to do. And then for those of you that have some of your own that you plan to do, I plan to consume a lot of the green drink while we're on this cleanse because it's awesome, awesome green drink that helps to detoxify the body. So, but getting back to this protein thing, do you know that in spinach will give you a serving of spinach will give you 47% of the protein that you need, 47%. Isn't that something? Kale, 45%, broccoli, 45%, Brussels sprouts, turnip greens, 44%. There are so many, just erroneous conversation going around about protein, animal protein. Listen, how do I get my protein? I get my protein the same way the animal get his protein. I eat the vegetables. When you eat an animal, you're getting secondhand protein. You're not getting first-hand, first-grade protein. So don't fall for the protein myth. Don't be sucked into that. The reason that we have so many problems linked to osteoporosis, kidney disease, calcium stones in the urinary tract, and cancer is because of a diet high in protein, excess protein. Americans were told to eat over 100 grams of protein a day. Isn't that something? It's just way too much. It just puts a sluggishness on your body. Try during our cleanse. That's why for those of you that plan to join the cleanse, this is going to be an exciting way. For those 3 days, just consuming nothing but juices, you will begin to see. And now we're saying 3 days, but I have a tendency if I want. Sometimes after I get on a cleanse, I feel so good until I go a few extra days. So I'm saying it's going to be a 3 day, but I don't know. But we're just calling it a 3 day. And then for those that that want to do a 3-day, you can come off after 3 days. But for those of you that want to go a little longer, you can do that too. Okay? So like I said, just let me know, and we'll share some juice recipes. I got some goodies. I have got some goodies, some good, like the green drink is just one that a lot of you know. We do that from time to time, and it's just such an awesome drink. It's like a blood transfusion, you know. It is so awesome. You have so much energy from consuming this drink all day, and it's so simple. Mix baby greens in good alkaline water. I mean, how cool is that? How easy is that? How simple is that to nourish your body, to give your body a chlorophyll drink like that? You know, I mean, it's the easiest thing. Throw it in a blender. Get you a handful of mixed baby greens and some good alkaline water. Put it in the blender. Let it blend. You can strain it if you want, you know, and then just drink this water. This green living water all day long. It is so amazing. It nourishes the bloodstream. It's the next best thing to happen, a blood transfusion, without the worry of infection and contamination. You know that. For those of you that do the pure herbs, you know that this drink is powerful. It's an oxygenator. It's a poison antidote. It's a gentle flush that rids the body of all kind of poisons, both internally and environmentally. It's an excellent source of natural vitamin A, a wonderful natural source of vitamin A, which, like unlike other sources, you can take it without the fear of toxic buildup. You know, with vitamin A, you can get a toxic buildup from vitamin A. You don't have to worry about that with vegetables. Organic, your body recognizes it, you see. No one has ever died from an overdose of green lettuce. So this is one that I suggest we're going to be drinking a lot of. So that's just one of the drinks that we're going to, one of the juices that we're going to be doing on the juice fast. You know, we try to switch our cleanses up each season. So this is one we're going to do for spring. And then for the summer, oh, I have an awesome cleanse that I want to introduce you guys to for the summer cleanse. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. But anybody have anything they'd like to share tonight? Anything you'd like to share with us tonight? Then we got a few minutes. We got a couple of minutes, about 10 minutes, 12 minutes. If you got something you'd like to share with everybody, then this is the time to do it. I hope that you guys have made your appointment to have your mammograms. I know that we're not doing those. I'm talking about the infrared mammography. I'm not talking about the mammogram, the radiation mammogram. I hope everybody, you know, we plan to have Dr. Hoekstra back on the show, so he'll be telling us about thermoscan, thermomammography, instead of the mammogram. We don't do those anymore. If anybody got anything they'd like to share, all you got to do is press #1 on your telephone keypad and come on in and share it with us. I would love to have you share some information tonight. What food have you been eating lately? Anybody have anything that they've really been ingesting a lot of? I've been doing a lot of kiwi. I have been doing a lot of kiwi. Kiwi is such an awesome fruit, and it is so good. So what fruit have you been eating? In the chat room, what fruits have you guys been eating? Share it with us tonight. Okay, who is that? Okay, I have been, eating a lot of apples. Yeah, we were just talking about apples. Good for you. Apples is awesome. one a day, take it up a little higher. Do two, one early in the day and one later in the evening. Did you know that yawning cools the brain? When you feel an urge to yawn in cool weather, you should succumb to it. Because research says that beyond signaling fatigue or boredom, yawning might be a physical reaction to a cool overhead, a cool overheated brain. So there's been some studies at Princeton University that shows that frequent yawning, it varies with the season, and that people are less likely to yawn when the heat outdoors exceeds the body temperature. So they're suggesting that yawning actually cools the brain. That's good to know. So the next time you see somebody yawning, just know that they're cooling their brain. Their brain is being cooled. Okay, so who is this? Okay, I'm trying to read and at the same time and type in the chat room. Okay, apples, grapes. Oh, grapes. Where you get grapes? What kind of grapes? Please don't tell me seedless. Seeded grapes. We found some of the beautifulest seeded grapes down at the Natural Food Patch down on 9 Mile. They were absolutely beautiful. And guess where they hailed from? Guess where they came from? They came from South Africa, but they had the seeds. They had the seeds in them. We don't do seedless anything. If it's supposed to have a seed, it's got to have that seed in it. We don't want any fruit that does not have a seed, right? Okay, who is this? Okay. Lemons. Oh, okay. Lemons. Been eating a lot of lemons. Okay. Wow. And how have you been eating lemons? This is in the chat room. Anybody else been eating, consuming a lot of fruit during the winter? Just in water. Okay, very good. That's a good thing to do first thing in the morning. Get you some water and squeeze you some lemon juice in it and sit it by your bed. And first thing in the morning, start drinking it. And you will get a nice cleansing effect. Okay, somebody just texted me and said, I'm making chicken soup right now with all organic ingredients, right now, spinach included. Good show. Oh, northern beans instead of pasta. Love you. Hey, love you too. Great. All right. All organic ingredients. Very, very good. See there, when we listen and we learn and we share, isn't it wonderful how we can share with each other? All right, all natural ingredients right now, spinach included. That's great. Thanks so much, caller, for texting Dr. D and letting her know, hey, and you're on board. Great. Well, for those of you that have not been to my website today, www.4yourgoodhealth.info, Your Good Health, for Your Good Health .info. There's an herb I want to share with you tonight before we go, and that herb is called black cohosh. I think black cohosh is an herb that every home should have. First of all, it's a poison antidote, and for us females, we know that it is awesome for those little, what do you guys call them? Those private summers. I don't know how you can relate that to a private summer, but anyway. It also lowers blood pressure. It promotes natural hair growth. It's a antispasmodic. It's a sedative. It supports the adrenal gland function. It's good for any kind of allergic reactions. And we're getting ready. I feel that this summer we're really going to see a high infestation of bugs, the mosquitoes and the flies and the, what are these little red things that I saw last year? They were just everywhere. They're called red bud bugs or something like that. They come from a red disease. Box elder bugs. That's what they are. They're called love bugs also. If you go to Google and Google a love bug, you can see exactly what they're all on top of each other. That's why they call them love bugs. But they're box elder bugs. And they wherever there's a box elder tree, that's where these things are just just like a beehive. That's what they look like. And my neighbor next door got one in his yard, so we're going to have to talk, I'll tell you. That tree has got to go. But it's just a good herb to have on hand, the black cohosh. So, hey, Pure Herbs, that's where you want to get your herbal tinctures from or extracts. They have some of the best. It is. So, with that being said, if nobody else would like to share anything, thank those of you that be with us tonight. That's awesome. We want to get into a habit of doing that more. So this is what we want to do next week. Bring something to the table next week, guys. Okay? Bring something that you'd like to share next week with everybody. And for those of you that share tonight, I do appreciate it. Because that's what this is all about. Sharing is caring. I'm going to have a guest on next week, hopefully. Maybe I better kind of wait and kind of keep that under wraps right now. But tune in next week, and we'll do it again. Same time, same place. I really appreciate you all, and I know you know that. I know you know that. If you don't, let me say it again. I truly appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in. This is just, for me, this is fun because it's doing what I like to do, and that's to share. So I thank you. Get a good night's sleep tonight. Sweet sleep. I hope you all have sweet sleep tonight. And come on back next week, and we'll do it again. Invite somebody on next week, okay? That'll be nice. Invite somebody on. And come prepared to share. I don't want to have to call you out by your phone number. Come prepared to share something next week with the group on whatever. I'm going to leave that up to you, okay? Okay. And don't forget to let me know if you'd like to do the three-day juice cleanse with us. Starting on the 20th. Spring starts on the 20th, guys. So that's what we're going to do, okay? Here's to Your Health is brought to you by 109.9 Penn Station. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And I want you guys to tune in on Mondays at 10:30, Living Well with Michelle. Oh, you guys got to check this out. You got to check out her show. It is awesome. But check out the other lineup as well during the week. You know, there's other shows that come on a Blog Talk during the week. So there's one Queen Tay. Check hers out, okay? I'm sharing. I love to share. I love you guys. Thanks so very much, and have a blessed night. Bye-bye.